I've had to make a video on this. GitHub's latest thing, agentic DevOps. Oh my God, this is crazy. Technically, this was announced at Build with a lot of fanfare. It says agentic DevOps, evolving software development with GitHub Copilot and Microsoft Azure. Well, hopefully you don't want to use this with Azure DevOps because it doesn't support Azure DevOps. to use agentic DevOps thing, Copilot, Devin ripoff with Azure DevOps, you need to actually migrate your Git repositories to GitHub from Azure DevOps. Why? Because who knows? Two Microsoft products. Why would they integrate together? This, nobody asked for this. Nobody's asking for this. Now, GitHub Copilot is a decent little coding assistant. You know, autocomplete, pretty good. Even I don't mind it. The agent mode, where it tries to do multiple files and calls tools. Yeah, okay, fine. Evolve beyond the coding assistant and the IDE to an agentic teammate. Yes, they're going for the jugular. They want to replace developers. Fixing bugs, implementing new features, creating pull requests and responding to feedback, and much more. Whew, wow. So what do developers think about this particular brand of AI? Well, reviewing coworkers' AI-generated PRs. Coworkers started using AI agents to speed up implementing stories. The generated code is pretty bad. Lots of unnecessary, irrelevant changes, incorrect commands. Coworkers aren't doing that, they're just opening PRs with such code. Main is broken. Developers don't want to be reviewing code written by a machine in a PR. Reviewing PRs is really hard work. AI slot PRs are burning me and my team out hard. Anyone else experiencing this? 5,000 line PRs that should be 100 lines. Now, if this was a PR written by a human, you could tell them, hey, mate, you could actually teach them how to be better, how to be a better developer and invest your time, which is worthwhile. So what we're trying to say here is that this auto PR thing where you assign tickets to GitHub in GitHub and the GitHub Copilot goes and tries to attempt to do them is really, really unpopular. People hate it, absolutely hate it. Developers hate it, don't want to know. Microsoft, obviously, yeah, they listen to their developers. Developers, 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 yeah. Well, what have they said? Developers will need to adapt. Why? Who's asking for this? They are. Microsoft want developers to adapt to create a market for their infinite AI slot machines. Satya Nadella says up to 30% of the tech giant's code is written by AI, and to make the point that they were generous and benevolent, they decided to lay off 3% of their staff, didn't they? Now you think that Microsoft themselves are having a great time using GitHub Copilot agentic DevOps, yeah? Well, look at this pull request against the .NET repo opened by Copilot. This is bonkers. Make it a bit bigger. So it's closed. They wanted to merge 13 commits into main, like fix the build error, blah, blah. This poor guy just keeps going, trying to fix it. No, don't say that. Whole thing is really stupid. LLMs are good for co-completions. Yeah, they are. This isn't just one isolated attempt where eventually they had to basically close the PR that was opened by Copilot, close with unmerged commits. Here's another one. Fix inconsistencies, balancing group captures in regex. Yeah, keep going. Tests are now failing. Can you add a few hundred more tests? Yeah, brilliant. Keep going. Ha ha, closed. Let's have another one. Opened by Copilot against the main branch, yeah, on the .NET runtime. Fix index out of range exception. The problem, the fix, we keep going. Stephen, you're being very generous. You're talking to a machine, yeah, as if it's a human being. This seems like it's fixing the symptom rather than the underlying issue. What causes us to get into this situation in the first place? This is madness, okay? Closed, unapproved. Here's another one. Fix data table compute throws exception. It's done some tests, that's very nice. Just a plan for issue. Tagging subscribers. This is parody, okay? Close, with unmerged commit. So that's four usages of the Copilot agentic DevOps agent rejected by the .NET team because it was crap. This is really funny as well, okay? Literally as I make this video, the GitHub Copilot subscription system is broken, right? There's a bug where people with valid paid subscriptions cannot access it. It actually says your Copilot subscription has expired. It's building up. There's a big thread here. Same issue. Ha ha. Look, even this comedian left a comment. It's got seven smiley faces. Spent all morning to fix this. Tried every method on the web. Their whole thing is falling apart. Did they actually use GitHub to do a pull request? That'd be funny if this is what broke it. This is just wild. Yeah, absolutely wild. So obviously they had the layoffs the other week, which I had a very popular video on. Programmers bore the brunt of the Microsoft layoffs. They were sacking the developers. Yeah, as AI writes 30% of its code. This is a coded message to shareholders that their AI strategy is they drink their own Kool-Aid. Okay, they believe their own yap. Google, however, are doing completely the opposite approach. Google's parent, Alphabet, to keep hiring engineers despite AI advances. Here's another one, yeah? Alphabet CEO dismisses AI job fears. Well, in direct comparison, Microsoft are basically advertising the job fears by cutting their own people, to make an example of them, for shareholders, which is absolutely disgraceful. I expect we will grow from our current engineering base even into next year because it allows us to do more with the opportunity space. All right. Two totally different messages. I think Google are reading the room, yeah, that they need developers to actually embrace AI, and that it has to come from developers. Developers have to want to use it themselves, and they will not be told to use it. They have to actually want to use it themselves. This is a .NET developer channel, so I just want to point out that Steve Ballmer's famous developers dance was in response to a very specific question that I think Microsoft have completely forgotten about. All right, let's watch what he actually says before he goes into his developers dance. All right.
Hell are we supposed to do about .NET, Steve? It's a very good question, and it's got a very, very clear answer. Developers.
Yeah.
The key to .NET, the key to industry transformation, the key to success is developers.
Microsoft have totally lost their way. They should be more like this and less like this, please. Stop attacking and harming developers. You can't build a technology business without caring about software developers. That is my view. Thank you for watching this career-limiting rant. If you agree with me, leave a like. Very kind. It acts like a kind of voting system for my hot takes, and see how popular they actually are. Thanks for watching.